But if you look at the first part of Luther's explanation, he puts it at a personal level. I believe I cannot, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. If the third article explanation stopped there, well, then we could sit at home and watch church on the internet. We could be individual Christians. We could be individual members of the body of Christ scattered around and not belong to one another. But Luther understood the scriptures well enough to not stop there. And he says, in the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ and the one true faith. And you know, the verb that gets added in that collective part of the third article is the word gather. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one gathering us into the church. It's the Holy Spirit who gathers us into the assembly for the divine service. In reality, if we're fighting against gathering, if we're insisting on having our own way and worshiping the way we want to, where we want to, when we want to, how we want to, we're actually resisting the work of the Spirit who gathers us. And so it's a very dangerous thing to go it on our own, to reject the gathering that the Holy Spirit is doing. In fact, it's a fatally dangerous thing in some people's cases.